Chris!
Come on!
Chris!
Talent is opposed by smarts. Oh, good. He's not good at smarts.
Apparently he is.
He promptly ignores you.
Ryan.
Roll ball. Yep.
Oh, there we go. And I got a 4.
You will unshake. You will continue attempting to seize up your heart. 7?
My pair's a 9.
Deck's getting thin. 5. 8. 9. He'll continue his tirade of heart crushing. 12.
Not cool.
14. Yeah, that's a hit raise. 7. That's the second shaking. Your turn. Your turn.
My Benny.
Alright.
Did that team work for you, Jessica?
Nope.
Alright.
Yes, I do.
Nice. My turn?
Anything you want to try?
Could I take the cross from Ryan?
Yes, you could.
Sure thing.
Moink.
It's an action to draw it. You could swing at a -2.
Meh.
Whack!
You can noise all out attack.
You could all out attack.
You know, he's ignoring me anyway. I all out attack.
Alright, +2 to hit, -2. +2 to hit, +2 to damage, -2 to hit for the second action. Swing away.
-2 parry.
-2 parry.
19.
Hit with a raise. A lot.
Now we find out if it's the cross,
or if it's the man.
Or if it's the man. It is a nice silver cross.
Learn it was
9,
11.
11. That's a wound. He's had one wound because I spent all his bennies.
That's funny because I used silver.
The power of Christ compels you.
Yeah, and my sword came in silver.
It's not silver.
Silvered it.
No, silver's not the thing that does it.
Okay.
He attempts to unshake. He does so, but that's it. Your turn.
Another all-out attack.
Somehow this feels right to beat people with a silver cross.
That's better than a black evil cross.
13.
Still hit with a raise.
Finally, I get to kill something! I've been so bored! Blood for the blood god!
The cross begins to throb. The cross of corn!
Ectoplasm for the...
Ectoplasm throne?
6. 9.
9? That's the second wound, and he still has no bennies.
I just unshake.
2. Ace. 4.
Aha!
Your turn.
Can I see that for a moment? All out attack?
Alright, but you will not be able to swing with it this turn if you hand it over.
I'll just assist you.
Okay.
Alright. Roll your fighting to basically 8.
Roll your fighting to get him 8.
He's talking to you, Alec.
No, actually, I'm talking to Ryan.
Oh, sorry, yes. Ryan is the one talking, isn't it? What did
you say finally?
13. 13. That will actually provide a total of +3 to your fighting.
Awesome.
His turn.
He needs to unshake.
He unshakes with a raise.
Of course he does.
Because undead ignore wound penalties. And he will go ahead and attempt to steal your heart.
He's after your heart.
5 will hit you, though.
You're right, my parry's a 4 and I've been all out attacking.
Yeah. That's right.
3.
Why are you Americans so heartless?
For the corporation! For corn!
The corporation.
The cornucopia.
People are thinking.
If you're wild attack, you have a total of +5 to hit and +2 to damage.
You know, people are thinking, you know, the corn, the vegetable. But really, in America, they're there.
16.
Yeah, well, they're right.
The cornucopia.
4, 9, 11.
11, he's now to 3 wounds.
Yay.
4. Queen. 10. My good lord.
Aziz. 6.
That's a plus 1. He will attempt to unshake. I will spend my last GM Benny, so he just re-roll that. He will indeed unshake, but that's it.
Crap.
Alec.
He is a plus 1.
1, yep. And if you're all out attacking, that's
5.
Total.
You hit. That is his parry. He's not a great fighter, it's just he's incorporeal.
Yeah.
Yes. Nice.
12.
He burns away.
Good show.
What?
Can you tend after the vicar there?
Give me a heal check at -2.
Come on, I'll roll well.
Almost.
Do your fingers.
Zach's name. Anyone else want to spend a penny?
Sure, I'll spend one.
No, the only person who came is
Jessica. Oh, okay.
Remember?
No, I didn't.
Technically, someone else could try. As long as it doesn't roll a 1.
Ryan could try. I'm at 4.
Take an edge for 7. People.
Seven? Okay, you stabilize.
I was talking about someone.
He'll be fine.
Trying the heal check.
Again.
You might want to get him to a real doctor, though, just to double check. Old guy like that, I'd...
Hey, of all the people, he's the one that you'd probably expect to have a heart attack. Federal Bill. Alright, well, congratulations. You guys dealt with the ghost train.
I guess I'll go find that nurse and bring him to.
Yeah, you'll find the nurse. And basically, on the return trip, you guys will stop at the grave, I assume?
Yes.
Yeah.
Alright. You guys kind of.
Salt castle. I got bored.
You see,
I started making a salt castle.
Basically, a small, marked grave. No name, though. Just a simple, you know.
There's a grave here.
There's a grave here.
Is he run over by a train?
That would make sense.
The assumption.
That's probably what happened. And
why this train? Is this the only one that goes down here?
Mm-hmm. In addition, one of the things is you'll notice that he was just married.
So he's killing people who got to live the life he didn't?
Yep.
Why was he going for Ryan, though?
Because I made him angry.
He was in the way. Ghosts aren't, you know, quite as bound up as they are in Supernatural. You guys will basically destroy the corpse just to make sure.
I was going to talk to him, but he ran away.
Yes, because you realize that the priest had a magic cross. By the way, when you actually finally get to look at the cross, yes, it actually is magical.
I do return the cross, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You can offer him a job.
I throw mine out the window.
Yeah.
It's an idea.
Okay, now.
Squirrel does.
And you have an angry squirrel ghost taunting you.
I'll pull my head at a secluded room where there aren't other people listening and be like, hey, you know, we're part of this group that takes care of things.
Give me a persuasion.
No, turn around, I hit a squirrel! Turn around! Oh, we missed!
9.
9?
What's your charisma?
I don't have charisma.
Oh, okay.
Alright. Vicar Edwards goes, well, sounds like a... I will speak with some of the higher members of the church and see if I can get myself transferred.
I believe there's a branch in the Rippers relegated to that. Wow, what was the name of that group?
Within the next 7 cards, or the 2 Jokers.
Nice.
But basically, he will come to join you guys effectively as soon as you increase your next membership.
Okay.
Effectively. Alright. So, you guys will make your way back to,
I'm assuming they're max members right now.
Yeah, they are. They're actually technically max members plus 1.
I think we're...
Because we pulled in all our old Ripper acquaintances when we got our own lodge.
Alright. You guys are now back in, because as I said, it was just a trip up and a trip down. It's, you know, like one day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at the sheep.
Unfortunately, mm-hmm. Ivan, they never struck. Or maybe they didn't strike because you were watching.
Yeah, that's what it was.
So did I win the wager?
Are you going to reveal the existence of ghosts to people?
No.
You just said that
the weather. Oh, then yes. You will earn your share, and you will basically get 6 shillings.
Wonderful.
You put in 4, you get...
Aren't you an honorable Ryan or something?
A what?
Honorable. Code of honor. This was within the code of honor.
Okay. Well, I suppose he can't reveal, so...
Yeah, I made the thingy...
In addition, it was just a small wager. That's among real gentlemen. Not, you know, those low, surly, seedy gambling places. This was among gentlemen. All right. You guys will walk through the front door, and you guys will be greeted by a... from the covered-up cage.
I told you.
Is it alive?
Yep, you see a crow.
Is it iron?
No.
Oh.
You see a full-on live crow.
What do we name it?
Look at the bird food. Is it okay?
Yeah, he's been eating it.
Does he need more?
No, not yet.
What should we name it?
What was going on that you guys are surprised about?
We got a crow iron in the mail.
We got a magical crow
statue.
Statue figurine. Okay. And now it's calling at us.
Now it's real.
I'm a real boy now. We took it someplace else and then teleported back to our lodge.
Okay. You see, the cage did help. Hopefully it worked.
As long as it stays covered.
Did you give it water?
There it is.
You're
going
to have to push it. Better get it
to the
lava.
I know how
wordy. Get him a cup of water.
He's drinking the water.
Close his thing. Should we take this to the professor?
Probably.
Well, we can bring the professor here.
I think we'll have to.
Because I think he's going to return here.
Mm-hmm. I think it returned here because we came here.
Ow!
I don't know. We should...
Because it did come with us to the professor last time. But when we left the professor...
He came back to us. Maybe... Well, let's bring the professor here just to be safe.
Does the professor ever leave his house in the university?
Yeah, he has a few other places, but that means you'd actually reveal the location of the Ripper Lodge to him. Which you actually haven't done with any of your other contacts.
What, is that going to the next level or something?
it's the trust factor, considering the last lodge was betrayed by someone they trusted.
How much, and you know, how much time we've spent working into, but what if we get... Someone finds out where our lodge is.
I'm just saying that if you're going to bring him to his lodge, it's a lodge.
Well, apparently someone already knows, even though we just sat up here.
Dude,
so.
Magic
the
crow.
The easiest way to settle this, Blackbag. He won't know where it is. Blackbag, I'm twirling around a couple times.
You
right
can't.
Inside.
You can't blackbag it.
You're not paying attention. How many arrows ago, blah, 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 blah.
That sounds like a terrible joke.
What? I still vote that we just take the crow.
Very well. This is a large cage. How are we going to get him there?
Can you take a carriage? It's not uncommon to see someone carrying a pet crow. It's not like...
I don't know. I don't see many
I'm not sure about
crows.
A pet crow, but a pet bird at least. As long as
we can keep it covered.
Yes.
And also, it's not like it's a statue still. It'll be kind of odd if someone's carrying a bird cage with a statue of a bird.
No, it's art at that point.
So, there we go.
Yeah,
all right.
Let's carry that, I guess.
You guys head back. You guys set up another appointment with him. It's now, like, May 4th. Because, you know, May 1st and May 2nd you met with him. May 3rd you left and came back. May 4th. It's now May 4th. All right.
So what should we name?
And he's sitting there looking at it. And, you know, the birds look at him like...
Saul did not work on that ghost, by the way.
Oh, well, that's the folklore, at least.
It's wrong.
I told you it was just advice.
I nearly killed us all.
I'm terribly sorry. What did work?
We happened to
Magic cross.
Yes.
Well, then maybe magic works all.
We'll try that next time. Oh, you.
I have nothing like that.
You could spontaneously gain it with that card.
No, I don't.
You could.
He technically doesn't have magic.
No, because if it's going under my... any power in my thing, psychic never gets anything like that.
Oh, they don't get any psychic cast or anything?
Nope.
No, that was one of the biggest things I thought was so dumb.
They don't have any offensive things.
Let's see what psionics can get. Boost lower, deflection, detect / conceal, puppet, quickness, speed, and telekinesis. Now, technically, if you slam, you could slam people with telekinesis. But that's it.
That's not really magic, though.
Yeah, it's psionics, but...
No, I'm just saying that slamming someone into something is not really magic damage.
Yes. Yeah.
It's magic causing the damage, but it's not the same.
Yeah, that's what... I always thought it was kind of lame that each one didn't have at least a bolt.
Yeah.
Because I thought bolt was something you could apply to basically anything.
Yeah, seriously.
Seriously?
What color are its eyes?
Black.
Oh, that reminds me, I have the stuff in the...
We should name him Onyx.
Stuff in the thing.
Yeah. The spell book.
Why do you want to name the bird?
Because it's a bird.
Their bird might be a spy. Bird's a spy.
Bird is a spy!
That bird's a spy!
Spy 7 my sentry! So the crow kind of goes, ah! And plays dead.
Bird is a spy!
Bird's a spy!
He's really a terrible spy. He's playing dead and crying.
He wants you to think he's bad.
You do realize crows are actually very playful birds.
Spy 7 my sentry!
What's a sentry?
Bird 7 my spy!
Well, I'd like to investigate it longer, but I guess you can try leaving it here. See if the same thing happens.
But if we leave it here, then it might leave the cage.
Well, we wouldn't want to be out of our cage.
Well, if it disappears, I can you can come pick up the cage.
Well, one of us could wait here for you.
This is my house. I don't quite have a guest room prepared.
Saying that trust you enough.
It's not.
See, this is a mutual thing. We don't trust each other enough. We don't trust you with the location of our base, and
we're not ready to take it to the next level. Is what he's saying.
Gain 10 rivalry.
I understand that, and I don't mean to be rude. I'm not suggesting that we would actually stay in your household for an extended period of time, but just to test this theory. Considering it came back to us the moment we got back.
But maybe it needs all of us to port back.
Maybe it's bound to one of us.
Or it's bound to one of us.
Like I said, it's just testing the theory.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's the highest location of Black Mesa Lodge members.
Maybe. Highest concentration.
Okay, I think Onyx will be.
We're the Black Mesa trainer.
Maybe we should go back one at a time and see.
I hear it's a very beautiful stone. Certainly talkative.
Why not call him Blackie?
Blackie. Just sounds bad.
He's black!
That's not racist here.
That's one of the funniest things in Trinity.
Yes, we are.
Actually.
Pretty much are.
Yeah, racism powered this era.
Besides, that sounds very generic. It can be his nickname. Mm-hmm. You can call him Little Blackie, and I can call him Onyx.
But we're going to confuse the bird. It's going to be called Eyes, Blackie. Death Row.
Death Row.
Death Row.
Well, okay, crows are highly intelligent creatures. I'm pretty sure you'll understand a lot. Nod?
Yes.
As proven.
Are you sure this is a normal crow?
No, we know it's not a normal crow.
It was a statue. Made of iron.
And he's very playful. I like him, he's cute.
He's a spy.
He's a spy! Bird's a spy!
Spy!
That bird's okay, a spy. Okay, so I call him Onyx, you call him Blackie, he calls him Spy.
Not Spy.
Spy!
Yeah.
Turns out engineer now?
Yes.
Alright, so, what's the plan?
Kill it!
Honestly, I don't
know. It turns back to a statue and then becomes angry when it wakes up again.
I don't know if there's much else we can really...
Leave at one at a time.
Yeah, leave one at a time, see when it goes back, if it does.
Alright, well, I will sit here and watch it. And then suddenly it kind of sits on a perch and begins watching him.
Stand contest.
Alright, who will go first?
I want to see who wins. Boy, it blinks, so I obviously won.
You've been voted to go first.
What?
Never.
Very well, I'll hit back. Take care, Onyx.
Why?
Lava.
You head off. The remainder of you four guys just sitting there watching it.
How long does it take us to get back to the lodge?
Maybe half an hour, depending on traffic.
So in an hour one of us leaves.
I assume
shopping. I'm like, this would be... No, it wouldn't be a convenient time.
Alright, who's next?
I assume he doesn't poop.
I'll leave.
No. You leave. Next hour.
Oh, God.
Has a bird move or anything?
It's kind of hopping around its cage at this point. It actually is, you know, just sitting there kind of hopping around, kind of like it's dancing inside the cage. You're gone third, and at this point he's been staring at it for 3 hours. He's like... Your turn.
Is magical objects usually this hard?
I've had longer nights.
Does it still radiate magic?
Yes, I tested it. This time I didn't shake everybody around me.
I swear it was the box.
Good luck. I leave.
Alright. You leave. And you know, you three are now kind of sitting back at the lodge. And as soon as
I'm hanging out with Dan and all.
As soon as you walk in the lodge, you can hear from the library.
Come in the library.
No, it's just kind of sitting there on one of the bookshelves, picking at the cloth.
Hey, we have him more.
Don't mess with that.
This is why I put it in a cage. The cage works. Why do we have to take it out of the cage?
Flunk. Lands on your finger.
Ow.
I think we know who it's connected to. Lucky
or
it's
connected to all of you.
Flies off.
Great.
You have a new pet.
Walk back to the professors.
No, he fell asleep.
Gotta get the cage back.
Where'd it go?
In our library. It took a shit.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I don't know what happened. I just suddenly fell asleep.
Like, magically? Or just get tired of watching a bird for 3 hours?
I couldn't tell you. Yes, there's the cage. You'll notice that the cage door is actually, in fact, open.
Like I said, intelligent animals.
Are any is any of his windows open right now? Mm-hmm. I can't tell if it's magic or not. Okay. I guess I'll see you next time you got some strange thing happens.
Yeah, so terribly sorry. At this point you'll notice it's kind of made a small nest out of some of your fine clothing. Out of your dresses.
Onyx! Those aren't used for nests.
No!
Pumping his chest out.
Can't use these.
Funk.
They're out of date, so they work.
Flies over, grabs some jewelry, flies back.
No.
What a shiny! Crow better have shiny.
You have these ribbons.
Begins arranging them.
Lock away my jewelry.
You arrive back with the cage.
I can't tell if it was magically got away or if it magically opened the door of his intelligence and flew out the window that was open.
He has a nice nest now.
Probably could have opened the window as well if he opened the door.
Hops in, hops back out, starts grabbing the ribbons, dragging them inside the cage.
Do you mind?
I give it to him.
Begins arranging them around.
Close the cage.
Put them back on. It opens the cage door.
Put in the bag, put a wire. No, you're not really able to leave and come into your cage. I'm not talking to a bird.
I think it's time to get home soon.
Big cage. Don't be free. Go to the library. Open the cloth and walk out.
That's just so annoying.
This bird does can disappear into the middle of our base.
Alright. That's what we're calling this session.
Alright.
It's an all-too-familiar scene. Stacks of lonely RPGs collecting dust on the bookshelf. The myriad board games lying dormant in the closet, relics of a forgotten time. And somewhere in the back of a junk drawer rests a felt bag full of plastic polyhedrals pleading, "Roll me, please roll me." Yes, what we have here is a common case of gamer apathy. Well, rejoice, shamed gamer, for salvation is yours! The Gamer's Haven! Actual play recordings of your favorite games, interactive forums, reviews, and more geek talk goodness than you could shake a plus five Vorpal sword at. Now, turn on the lights, dust off those chip crumbs, and head to gamershavenpodcast.com. The Gamer's Haven, building a better breed of gamer.
You've been listening to the Gamer's Haven podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamer's Haven by purchasing Gamer's Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamer's Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
That's not canon.